Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Great friends of the show, Adrian and Susie from School of Strength in Bega, have been helping us out with our Fight for Your Throwback at the end of every working week. And, well, it looks like butter wouldn't melt their mouth when they're having a chat with them. They're lovely people, and they've just been inviting us little bits and pieces, going, oh, you should come down and, you know, see what it's all about and have a session down there at School of Strength in Bega. And we're like, okay, yeah, maybe we'll do that. And then eventually the date was set for Friday, just gone at 4:30.
Yeah.
Emma and Liam in the office were like, all right, we'll go down. You just want to come down? I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll come down and see what it's all about. Head down there, boy. I didn't know what I was in for when I got down there, did I?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Got in through the door. I'm like, oh, yeah, pretty cool little setup, a bit of circuit training and stuff. What's happening around here? And then all of a sudden, we're all sort of, you know, warming up before it. I'm like, okay, warming up. I'm like, this is new. I don't usually warm up too much. All right, no worries. All good.
It's one of those places where you walk in and they're like, we're going to put you through your paces. Here's a bucket and some Denka rub. You're going to need these by the end of the session.
Absolutely. And we're all standing around before we're about to start the class. And all of a sudden, there's the dreaded whiteboard discussing what kind of stations we're going through and how many times going to go through them. It was about four run-throughs of each of the stations. I was like, okay, we'll see how that goes. Standing around, it's like, all right, organize yourself into pairs. Emma and Liam go off into a pair, and then I'm sort of standing there, and then Adrian looks at me and is like, you're mine, basically. Says, oh, you can go with me. And I'm like, all right, cool, no worries.
And is that because he thought, like, at your level of fitness, you were, you know, he's going to be your instructor because you're going to work at a higher level? Or is it more like when you're back in the classroom and there's that one kid in class who's just not quite keeping up with the rest, so they pair up with the teacher? Is this what it was?
I think that's exactly what it was. Right, okay. I was one that was around there cracking jokes, and I was like, you're mine. I'm going to grind you down to a pulp by the end of the session.
We're going
to
break you down, rebuild you, break you down, rebuild you, and then if there's time, we'll break you down again.
I knew I was especially in trouble before we even started. We were doing a couple of run-throughs, just some practice of what certain exercises were, and you're supposed to spot your partner, and I'm just standing there about 4 metres away watching, and he's struggling with the weight, and he's yelling. I'm like, oh, let me just, I'm in trouble here.
Oh, no.
Failing at my partner duties already. So we started going through a few, go through the first run. You're like, all right, no worries, not too bad. Minimal rest, go through again. By the time I got to like the third and the fourth one, I was like seeing stars.
Oh, really?
I was struggling. I also made the mistake of, you know, whatever Adrian was doing, I was doing exactly the same thing.
So you were trying to keep up with Adrian. Yeah. Okay, well, he does this for a living.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to inconvenience anyone by having to change weights after he doesn't. I'm like, all right, I'll just do whatever, you know. And then it starts off, you're doing these 15-kilo dumbbells over your head like about 10 times. I'm like, all right. Then it goes to about 17 kilos. And then by the end, it was 20 kilos.
Oh,
and I was just squealing by the time I was doing 10 of those. Absolutely, you know. And you look around sometimes and you think, oh, yeah, fitness, probably not too bad. And you see other people that are just killing it and you're absolutely struggling.
Did you puke?
I didn't, but I come close. I reckon there's claw marks on the walls there with some bits of my fingernails there as well.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely destroyed. Today I feel like, you know, I could have a walking frame walking around the office. Like, I'm sore in places.
We'll see if we can rent out a mobility scooter for you.
We've got a ramp out the back. Maybe we'll try and install one at the front as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after that class, geez, when I was walking out, I was looking at their mascot at the front, Kasani. I'm going, okay, oh, the Kasani.
The gorilla.
I'm like, yeah, maybe that could be me, because by the time I was leaving that thing, just like the gorilla, my hands were just dragging along the ground when I was walking out.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Down this end of the state, everything's pretty calm.
Oh, it is, yeah, chill.
Cool, calm and collected. You know, we've been friends with Victoria for a while. Not an issue with the border. Meanwhile, at the opposite end of the state, absolute pandemonium this morning. They finally reopened the border overnight. Of course, you've got daylight savings, which is causing enough headaches.
Absolutely.
People not being able to figure out, is it 12 midnight or is it 1 a.m.? I can't figure that out. As one person predicted,
it's going to be a show for sure, if I can say that.
That was the Queensland Police Commissioner. No, that was a guy called Peter who's been trying to get into Queensland. He's got a dog, and apart from Peter, every man, woman and their dog is trying to get into the state at the moment. They estimated, Hutsy, about 50,000 people were going to try and migrate across into Queensland. You've had everybody from holidaymakers to people that have been intending to move to the state because they've bought a house or whatever, or to start a new job, and they just haven't been able to get in for months now.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that was trying a few months ago. I booked a holiday to Queensland and I rescheduled it like once, twice, and then I just gave up. I just put a black line through Queensland. I just went, you know what? Sorry, Queensland, maybe another time.
But this morning, it's going to be like Boxing Day sales. Everyone's just waiting for the shutters to roll up on Queensland. They're going to duck under and rush looking for a place to go. But it's not just a case of just jumping in the car, like hitching up the caravan, jump in the car, take the family up to Queensland for Christmas holidays or whatever, if that's what you're planning. Mm. There are so many hoops you've got to jump through.
To get into Queensland from a hotspot, you need proof of vaccination, a negative test within 72 hours, and an entry pass.
Man, I just want to go to Dreamworld.
I know. I thought you were supposed to buy all the passes when you get to Dreamworld, not before.
Yeah, that's it. These passes, the police up in Queensland, they're saying, oh, we want a printed version of the pass. And you've got some people that have been stuck in tents at caravan parks. Mm. Like this one bloke is like, are you kidding me?
Now, who carries a printer with them in a car that runs on 12 volts?
Great. It's like, did you pack the food, the esky? Mm. Yep. Did you pack the tent? Yep. Did you pack the Epson bubble jet printer? Of course I did. Well, you think I'm an idiot?
Yeah. 2020, we're all about store and toilet paper. Now it's all about actual paper for printers. Maybe that's going to be in short supply.
People stockpiling printer cartridges paper and everything. And of course, as you would expect, a lot of people who have been stuck in caravan parks and camping for the past few months trying to get across the border, they are pretty dirty at Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk.
We would love to put Anastasia in a caravan half as nice as ours and park her out here in the no man's land and then say, right, you can't get back to your home now.
Yeah. Take that. It's like, we want to put Anastasia in a caravan, not a Viscount.
No.
Much lower than that.
And Jayco maybe or something.
Let's see how long she lasts having to shower in thongs. I don't know if Anastasia does stay at caravan parks, but if she's planning on staying at a Big Four anytime soon, I don't imagine she's going to have very friendly neighbours if she tries that.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Season of giving is what they're calling it. Asterisk next to it. Also the season, unfortunately, of taking, because it's basically peak season for shoplifters.
Yeah,
the season of giving is unfortunately not going too well. And well, the police, though, luckily, they're on top of this. Have a listen to this.
Operation Lightfingers bringing bad tidings for the light-fingered. They're quick and quiet, snatching anything, jumpers, underwear, phone cases, food, even a roast chicken. Over a three-day operation, police recovered more than $11,000 worth of stolen goods. 84 people arrested.
Hang on a sec. Did I hear a roast chicken in there somewhere?
Yeah.
I reckon there should be more of a search. There's no way someone could be caught with a roast chicken without having, like, a bunch of bread rolls and also some coleslaw or something with it.
Well, I hope they shoplifted some aloe vera cream because roast chickens are boiling hot.
Where are you
putting
this?
The last place I would want to put this is down the front of me jocks. Like, why would you do that?
I reckon it must have been easy to get away with, like, shoplifting in the 1990s when people were wearing the baggier clothes. Now, it's like you see someone wearing baggy clothes walking in the shops, maybe Coles or Woolies or somewhere. You're like, hang on a sec.
Like, I've heard of them stealing meat.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
hot ticket
expensive
items.
Cuts of beef and all that sort of thing. So, you know, it's to the point where they put security tags on meat. So if you try to smuggle it out of the store, it sets off the sensors.
Absolutely. And the worst thing is that as much as we like a good roast chicken, the smell of the roast chicken as well.
That'd be a giveaway. You smell them.
Someone's walking out smelling like a roast chicken. What are you going to do with it? It looks like we're going to sell it on, like, the black market, the roast chicken.
Yeah.
It's not only good for a couple of hours after you've got it out of there.
Who's going to want to eat that? I feel like you're reaching down the front of your underpants with a pair of tongs. Drumstick anyone? Like, no, thank you.
Absolutely sus, isn't it? And you're probably thinking, okay, that's a bit strange as well. But you're thinking, all right, maybe this is something for the hardened criminals doing this sort of stuff. Well, these are the age groups that were caught stealing. These were probably a bit of an eye-opener for most people.
The youngest person identified was a 13-year-old child, and the eldest person identified was an 81-year-old female.
Ooh.
13-year-old child, what are they stealing? Maybe some iTunes gift cards or some chocolates or something?
Bone Storm.
Yeah. 81-year-old, what are they stealing? A copy of Gardening Australia?
Well, you know, I'm like, did they actually steal it or did they just forget to pay?
They could probably get away with that, couldn't they?
Taking their scooter
out. Taking the scooter out. It's like, oh, I forgot to pay for all this stuff. Okay, why is it in the backpack of your scooter? Oh, I was just holding it for a friend. A little bit disappointing. I'm thinking, okay, the 81-year-old, what, Gardening Australia? Maybe, maybe not. And I first thought, I was actually like, hang on a sec, how old would the gobble doc be now? Caught smuggling stuff out. Would he be 80? No, he wouldn't be that old yet. And that led me to believe maybe they finally caught up with this chip thief from back in the day.
Hey, where are the chips? I get him every time, suckers!
Watch out for the Whittler.
The Whittler will get you every time.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.